Update of the avalanche forecast for Friday, the 13th of February 2026. Distinct weak layers in the old snowpack represent the main danger. In addition, the wind slabs should be taken into account. All day it applies above the treeline considerable avalanche danger, so danger level 3, below low avalanche danger, so danger level 1. All day, above the treeline, we have a persistent weak layer problem, especially in the aspects west to north to east. Furthermore, all day, above the treeline, we have a wind slab problem. This in all aspects. Weak layers in the old snowpack can be released even easily by individual winter sport participants. Caution is to be exercised in particular on steep west, north and east facing slopes above the treeline. Avalanches can penetrate down to the ground and reach large size in isolated cases. Whomping sounds and the formation of shooting cracks when stepping on the snowpack and natural avalanches serve as an alarm indicating the danger. The avalanche-prone locations are quite prevalent and are difficult to recognize. Remotely triggered avalanches are possible. The fresh and somewhat older wind slabs can be released easily or naturally. And now the snowpack. Distinct weak layers exist in the old snowpack. This applies especially on west, north and east facing slopes. The snowpack remains generally prone to triggering. The snowpack will be moist at low and intermediate altitudes. In particular at high altitude the wind slabs will increase in size additionally. We have the following danger patterns, DP.6, cold, loose snow and wind, DP.1, deep persistent weak layer. The tendency for Saturday, the 14th of February 2026 indicates a steady avalanche danger. Have a nice day and don't forget to be careful.